Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I wanted to chat with you about values and the core values that you have for your team, the core values that you have for yourself and your family. It's something that really got brought up this month as I was doing some of Dr. Elise's program. And, you know, it's funny because I have these values. Kyle and I set values for ourselves when we got married. So before we had Jethro, we were like, hey, we want to set these standards for our marriage and these standards for our family. And we want to be able to hold each other accountable, essentially. And so long before we even started having children, we had these values and they worked really well for us because when we go to make decisions, especially as we get busier and we have more businesses and we're juggling more things, more team, more opportunities start to arise, right? You've heard me say that before, that like the more successful you become, the more opportunities you have. And really, it doesn't become about saying yes to everything. It becomes about having that level of discernment that you can choose what's meant for you, what's not for you, what's aligned for you, what is the next logical step for where you're at currently. And the values have really served its purpose in having that filter that we can run some of these decisions through. So I'll start off by sharing our family values with you. I made sure that I had them pulled up while I was recording this podcast, and we have five for our family. They have grown. We originally only had three, and now we have five. We add to them now that we have Jet, and it's really fun to see how they apply to him too. So number one is we surround ourselves with people who make us better humans. That means we're constantly analyzing our circles to see, like, are the people we're hanging out with still people that we want to be hanging out with? We specifically search out other mentors that we want to work with that are just going to help us up level, right? We make sure that we're also showing up as the best versions of ourselves. And we have that as number one, because I truly believe that's one of the most important things as we navigate entrepreneurship, parenthood, and want to achieve all these goals. Number two is we don't always have to agree with each other, but we will always love and respect each other. And for us, that has been true since we got together. Kyle and I are very headstrong. Some would say we're both alphas. You know, I remember in school, like our friends would be like, oh, that's a power couple. And a few guys on Kyle's rugby team would walk by and be like, oh, there's the power couple, you know? And it was always like so awkward. And I got so embarrassed in the hallways. But you cannot catch us talking shit on each other and maybe to each other because we bust each other's chops a lot. But you will not catch us speaking negatively about one another, especially, you know, I know things get tough and like you're venting and things like that. But Kyle and I are very protective of our marriage and our relationship and the things that we say about each other. And he was just recently asked to marry two of our friends. And when they approached him, they said, that's exactly what they said to him. They were like, we want to emulate your marriage. We love the respect that you guys have for each other, how you guys constantly support each other. You build each other up. And since I've known Kyle and since you came into his life, he has not even uttered a negative thing about you. And I think that's so awesome because I'm sure there's been negative things that have crossed his mind, right? Like, I'm bossy. I'm a little high maintenance. I can be difficult to deal with. I'm a little bit of a workaholic. So it's not like it's all roses, right? But he's very protective of just how he communicates about those things. And so am I. And our thing is like, we're not always going to agree. There's been plenty of business decisions that we haven't agreed on initially. There's been plenty of things even during parenting. I mean, we pretty much agree on almost everything, but like, there's just things that we're not going to agree with because we're different humans, but we always love and respect each other. And that is at the forefront of every decision that we make. Number three is abundance is our birthright, and we embody that wholeheartedly. And so that means that we're going to say yes, we're going to expect things to keep getting better. And we want to teach Jet that from an early age. I am huge on the words that we say in our house are going to shape his future. And so I've talked about this a little bit before when it comes to money mindset and things like that. I try not to say things like, oh, that's expensive, right? Even the other day, I was like getting his breakfast ready and he wanted blueberries and he also wanted a yogurt. And I was like, typically with a toddler, they say, give them two options, right? But I was like, you want yogurt or do you want blueberries? And he was looking and I said, or you can have both. And he goes, both. And I was like, yeah, because also you can have it all. You don't have to choose one thing or the other, right? So I want to be mindful as we're having these conversations with our son that we also are letting him know he can have it all and what that looks like. Sometimes we have to make decisions, but in that instance, baby boy, you can have all the yogurt and blueberries and everything else that you want. And it's important that when we go, one of my clients still says to this day, she's so funny. Shout out to Erin. She's like, the biggest shift for her is when I told her to stop telling her son things were too expensive at the store or we can't afford that at the store, right? You take a five-year-old, a six-year-old into the store and they want everything off the shelves. And instead, she would say that's not a priority. And she's even taught him how to look for unexpected checks in the mail. So he'll say things like, mommy, won't it be fun if we get money in the mail today? And she's like, yeah, it really would. And she's messaged me before like, oh my God, we just got a $100 check. So I think it's really important that we teach our children that abundance is our birthright and we should learn to expect things will work out for us. Number four is if you have the means to help somebody, do it out of the kindness of your heart. This was really important for us to add to our list of values when we had Jethro because he's naturally going to grow up with more opportunities and more privilege and just more things and, you know, just a different life than Kyle and I had growing up. And we always want to teach him like how hard Kyle and I have had to work to get where we are. And we always want to teach him like, no matter what you've accomplished, you always want to help the people around you. And Kyle and I really embody that. Like if you've never met my husband in person, like he's the type of guy that would give you the shirt off of his back. He's the type of guy that goes out of his way to walk an old lady across the street. Like he is just this big teddy bear that is so kind and thoughtful. And I really think he's made me a kinder person, to be honest. I'm very thoughtful as well, though. We were talking about it this weekend and I was getting some Christmas gifts for the girls at the office. And he was like, you know, you really are thoughtful. And I'm like, I try to be like, that is a characteristic that I want to embody. And it's something really important that we want to teach Jet. Number five is we hold each other accountable to a higher standard. We are not here to be ordinary. This one is really important. And I've shared this before. Kyle and I hold each other to really high standards. If I go a week and I'm just like in hardcore grind mode for work and I'm doing calls, I'm at the office, I'm recording podcasts, right? I have a lot of things going on. If I haven't worked out, he will be like, Steph, you need to go work out. Like put your laptop down, go do it. And I'm like, I don't want to. I want to keep working. And he, instead of getting triggered by that, I'm like, actually, you know what? You're right. Because I've asked you to make sure that I don't forego my self-care, to make sure I don't forego my health, right? To make sure that I can still show up in that way. And similar for him, if he, it's never really about fitness with him. His fitness is so dialed in all the time. It's actually a little bit annoying. I tease him all the time. I'm like, if we just combined how much I do for the businesses and combined it with your level of commitment to your health and your fitness, we would be like an unstoppable human at that point. But if he's like getting a little disorganized or getting off track with his tasks and things like that, I'll hold him accountable. Like, hey, babe, when's the last time you checked in on this or that? And we lovingly hold each other to that standard because we expect more out of each other. We expect more out of our marriage. We expect a lot for our family. And that might sound a little intense to people, but I'm just being honest. We are very committed to holding that standard. Now for the office, so after I did Dr. Elise's program, it was brought up like, what are your values for the office? And I was like, well, I know what the values are in my head. I think about them. I think we act on them, but I probably haven't actually sat down with my team and communicated what they are and make sure that I bring it to the forefront of our staff meetings, at the forefront of our office mission and our vision. And it was a great opportunity at our staff meeting in December to bring that back front and center. So I have those here for you too. The number one value we have is lovingly hold each other accountable. So operating a office full of females is sometimes difficult based on all the personalities. You know, there's a lot of different emotions that can happen with that. And it could be easy or be a default to get triggered if somebody calls us out for something. And so I wanted to just remind them, like, we're all on the same team. And I even use the example of we're all on the same team. If Kyle and I are like, having some resistance with one another, or maybe one of us is just a little bit more short-tempered than the other, it is automatically a guard drop. Like, we just relax our shoulders if one of us say, hey, babe, we're on the same team. Like, you know, if one of us is getting a little triggered or a little defensive, it's like, hey, babe, we're on the same team. And so I told my staff that, and I was like, this is how we handle it. This is what I want us to start using at the office too. Hey, you know what? We're on the same team. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful, but I just think this situation could be handled this way. And I think it's going to improve our communication a lot. At least that's my hope and that's my goal. Because I always think the bigger your team grows, the more important it is to make sure there are clear expectations for one another, and also that there's clear communication in place so that you can hold each other accountable. Number two is to always collaborate. I have said this with every hire I make. I am not too good to clean the toilet. I am not too good to sweep the floor. Yes, I am the owner of the practice, but that does not matter. I am here to support the team and whatever needs to be done for that day. So if you need help with something, you can always ask me. And that goes for each and every one of us, right? And so no matter what, we always need to work as a team and always remember that we can collaborate on anything, whether it's a project, a task, patient care. You know, that's something between my doctors too, is I really want them to understand, hey, if you go to adjust somebody, there's days where I have had a bad adjustment on a patient, nothing's moving, pull somebody else into the room. Like, it actually makes us look more human and it allows for collaboration. The patient gets two or three doctors working on their case. This is a good thing. They're going to appreciate that. So make sure that you're always collaborating. And number three is going above and beyond. That's the circle of life standard. And I brought this to my team's attention in our December meeting. We recently had a patient that was just a little bit more difficult. You know, you've had those patients too. And she was driving 45 minutes. She only wanted to see the owner of the practice. And I don't really see new patients unless it's a really special case or like one of the moms that's been under my care for years has a baby at home. I'll go and do a home visit. But I really don't see a lot of new patients anymore. And she was requesting to see the owner of the practice. She was driving far away. She was often late. She just was asking for extra things. She also didn't want me to adjust her neck. And there was all of these points of resistance, right? And so I went in there and I was like, I am going to kill her with kindness. I am going to be as helpful as I can. To me, all I'm hearing is that she's really stressed and she has a lot of dysregulation happening. And if anything, she needs our care more than anybody else, right? And so after a few visits, she finally was up for me adjusting her neck. She had immense relief. She was like a different person. She was like, I'm so glad that you were persistent with me, but I'm also glad that you were patient with me because this is the most relief I've had in years. And she also was very happy that my team made the accommodation so that she could see me. And there was one day her son came in who also gets adjusted. He's 4. He was really sick. And so we were, you know, working on some other stuff that she could do at home and supplements and things like that. And my office manager, Faith, helped her out to her car and got all situated because she had a stroller, she had bags, she had so many different things. And I was like, it makes me so proud that that is our standard. It doesn't matter how we're treated, like we're always going to go above and beyond for the patient because we know that they are hurting, right? We know that they're stressed. We know that times are stressful for everybody. And so how can we make sure that that remains the standard and how can we continue to go above and beyond for others? And so just that reminder, like, really inspired them. It got them excited. They were like, yeah, like, you're right. This is the circle of life standard. And these are the values that we want to embody and show. And this is truly how we operate. And it was just a great reminder. So if you haven't done that with your team in a while, I really encourage you to do that. If you haven't ever set them with your family before, I encourage you to do that as well. It's something that I think it's overlooked often, but it's super important when you're developing that culture for your team. And it's super important when you're wanting to grow together with your spouse. You might not have a starting point. This is a great starting point. Hey, let's get on board and set some values for our family and things that we want to embody in either teach our children if we're going to have children, but if not, then it's something that we can hold each other accountable to. So this is your last day, guys, too. I want to remind you, I did an early bird for our Scale Up event. Today's the last day that you can sign up and get that early bird price when this podcast release. It's going to be epic. I already have like 20 clients signed up for it. The speakers are awesome. Dr. Lauren's going to join us. Dr. Elise is going to join us. I have a couple others that I haven't released yet. I'm actually going to wait to release the two biggest headliners after the early bird. So just trust me. Just know that I put together epic shit and you're not going to want to miss it. And just like I told a couple clients this week, there truly is so much power being in the room and being able to pick up on that energy. It's different than listening to me through your podcast feed. It's different than even being on Zoom and teaching then. It's not just for me. It's the energy in the room. It's learning from others. It's being able to have access to these speakers that you would never be able to have access to otherwise. It's getting to collaborate with your friends, with your colleagues that are building cool shit in their communities too. It's a great opportunity for you guys to learn from each other and just have that time to really pour into yourself and your business. I've said this before, but the busier you get, one, you have to spend more time working on your business than you ever have before, because that's what's going to allow you to continue to have growth. But two, if you are in that startup stage and you're just not sure and you feel like you're lacking a little inspiration or motivation, April's a perfect time to get together and just kind of rejuvenate and refire up that mission, refire up that passion that you have in order for you to make sure you're still working towards your goals. So tickets will be on sale after today, but they are going to be at a higher price point. So today is your last day to snag them. If you don't have access to a link, you can DM me on Instagram. You can comment first dibs. It'll give you a link to my Facebook group. Whatever you got to do, figure it out and get there, because I think you should be in the room and you should be learning from these people and figuring out what's going to get you to that next level. As always, I'm here. I'm open for whatever kind of topics you want me to bring to the podcast. I have some amazing guests lined up. That's the other thing, guys. I'm having to record these like very last minute because I had a good bank of podcasts ready to go. And Kat, my assistant, has been yelling at me like, oh my gosh, you don't have a podcast this week. I'm like, oh, I know it. Okay. I've been so busy. It's been really hard, but I'm committed to this. I'm not going to miss a week. And I've just had to get resourceful and find more time in my day that it doesn't feel like I have, but I really enjoy coming on here and sharing little tips with you guys. So in January, I have some amazing speakers lined up coming in, but I'm always open to hearing who you would love to hear me collaborate with. All right, guys, I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.